a special beginning to the show today as we get on board the phone line and welcome in our first guest. You remember her, I'm sure, from, let's be honest, every really fun, cool movie from the 1980s, like Better Off Dead, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, The Last American Virgin, and many, many more. She is an actress and author of the book The Excellent Adventures of the Last American French Exchange Babe of the 80s. Diane Franklin joins us on Downtown. Diane, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
I have to ask you right off the top, do you get tired of having middle-aged guys tell you about the crush they had on you back in the 80s?
No. I don't think anyone could ever get sick of that. but it is always actually a surprise, you know. I always thought maybe Phoebe Cates would be the girl that people would be, you know, saying that about, or I don't know, Molly Ringwald. But it is truly an honor and a compliment that people had a crush on me, and you know, perhaps that helped them, you know, fall in love later on in their life.
Absolutely. Now, I also wanted to ask you too. After reading your book, do you still know all the words to Harper Valley PTA?
Oh my gosh, thank you for saying that. Yes, I do. I want to tell you. No, I you know, that was a very nerve-wracking experience, but I have to say, like, you know, I went and I've always loved acting, and I started really young. And I didn't have anyone in the family who was an actor. It really just came from me. I think maybe perhaps the influence of television at the time, and you know, when I stayed home a lot, my parents didn't, you know, they were working class parents, and I watched TV, and I think I always felt like I wanted to be on TV, and I just went after what I wanted to do, you know.
And cool. And they gave you the opportunity to do that, taking you to auditions at a very early age.
Yeah, you know, I have to say something that's so interesting. My parents were not in the business at all. They had no desire for me to be an actress at all, but they had me later in life, and I think that sort of, sometimes parents are exhausted by the time, like, the last kid comes, or, you know, if they have an only child later in life. And so they would just, like, say, you know, they just backed me and believed in me because I think they loved me. They really loved me. And they just wanted to see me happy, and they saw how much joy it brought me. So, they would say, what are we going to do with this child? I was like, okay. Like, you know, my parents would just, you know, support me. And I didn't give up. You know, I wanted to do it since I was four. I mean, for my book, if you're interested, my book tells the background of how I became an actress and how I, you know, came from a place where I had no connection. But I was persevering, and I started so young wanting to do it. And then over the years, they just, you know, they believed me, and then they said, okay, we'll do some lessons. And so it grew from my desire.
And your mom was German, your father was Austrian, and it was your sister, I believe, yes, who said, when you were born, give her an American name, for goodness sakes.
Yes, which is hilarious. My sister is a half-sister, but her name was Ursula, and she was born in Europe. And so when they came to America, they were like, thank goodness for my sister. Thank goodness. She just said, call her Diane. So I think it's great because I don't really meet a lot of Dianes, and it's always like Diana, or I don't even know, just people aren't commonly named that. So it was great. I like the name.
And when you went to auditions, you had a different look than what a lot of people thought was in vogue at the time, in an era where everybody was after, you know, maybe the next Charlie's Angel, were looking for blonde-haired, straight-haired people. And you had a different and perhaps a more cosmopolitan look in many ways.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. I actually, my first book that you mentioned is out, but I also wrote another one last year, and it came out last year. It was called The Excellent Curls. So if you look for curls. And the reason I wrote the book was exactly for that reason. What happened was I was modeling for years, and I straightened my hair. And it was a complete, and I got work, but I never could get a lead. I never could get a big part. And it was a complete accident that I let my hair go curly one day. It was raining. It was New York. It was humid. There was nothing I could do to fight it. And I got the opportunity. It was a very cool story. I was taking an exam at school, and I wound up saying I had a better chance of being a movie star than I did passing the exam. So I went to the audition, and it was the right timing. The people who were casting me were European. And and that was, they found that beautiful, and I just left my hair curly. And after that, all the, except for Amityville, which was sort of a hiccup in my career, because the first film I did, which was Last American Virgin, didn't come out until, both these films, Amityville and Last American Virgin, sort of came out around the same time. And so after that, everybody wanted me to just have curly hair, and I booked lead after lead after lead. So I have to say that the look, it was the right time, the timing. America was ready for girls to look different. I had a more ethnic, more exotic look. And all I can tell you for me personally was I was really happy to have teenagers be able to go out of the house. You know, you didn't have to like blow dry your hair anymore. You could actually get curly hair. Just walk out of the house and go to school. What a gift. So that was my contribution to culture.
We're talking with Diane Franklin here on Downtown. And you mentioned in the book, too, that having European parents and also a European sensibility really served you well in those early acting roles because of a number of things, including your comfort with your own body.
Yes, I'm a very sort of proponent of acting is body and voice. And if you are an actor and you think that that's, you know, you're not using your body, well, that's just not, you're not telling a story, right? So for me, in my career, I have done nudity, but the nudity was part of the story. And the feeling I had was also because my parents were European, it was just a different way of looking at it. The body, you know, is beautiful, but obviously you don't want it to be exploitive, you know? So to me, my judgment was, you know, I don't mind doing the nudity. I mean, I'm not saying that I would, you know, take off my clothes for anything, but if it made sense in the story, then, and it was important to the story and it created more vulnerability of the characters, that to me was good. And I only did nudity in 3 films, but the other thing about it, so as an actress, is a lot of times when you act, you're thinking, oh my gosh, like I'm only going to be hired because of this. And what that did for me was those films was show that I could do other characters. I mean, it wasn't just that. I could do other things. So I think as an actress, you want to be able to show everything you can do. And I mean, that probably sounds kind of like a suggestive, but actually it has to do with the roles, you know, you play. And so you want to be able to show all of you. And I think that body is part of that. And I think you have to have pride in your body. I think we've even found out today, like, you know, how important it is to take care of your body. And if you work out and you exercise, well, you should be proud because that's something that, you know, you've taken good care of yourself. You should be proud of yourself if you're, you know, for whatever body shape you are as well. So anyway, yeah, none of this body shaming anymore. Let's stop it, right?
Well, and, you know, you think back, Last American Virgin as one of those classic teen films of the 80s, but I went back and rewatched it. And I'd forgotten how incredibly poignant and powerful that final scene of the film is.
Yeah, that film was so interesting. When I did the movie, you know, we all didn't think this film would even come out because at the time, you know, only films that were really, really big films would get in the theaters. I mean, you know, like Officer and Gentleman, you know, these like huge films that they were just big films. And so when we did it, we weren't even sure it was going to be there. And then the script also has 2 tones. It's got this like light tone, this, you know, kind of sex comedy, upbeat, kind of like, you know, silly thing. But then it's got this very serious storyline that is unforgettable. So to me, the end of that film, because of that film, first of all, it's an 80s. If you've never seen the film, you've got to see it because it is an 80s time capsule. My hair is the first film that had curly hair. I was the one who kickstarted everyone with the curly hair. The clothing, the music, the subject matter, you know, it really was a time where there was a lot more freedom, and you see that freedom of the 80s in that film. It was also at Lincoln Center. It was shown at Lincoln Center a couple of years ago. It's actually just an amazing film because of the story it tells is timeless. So, and I think everybody can identify with it. And honestly, I think it is also a sex education film for guys. I think every guy should see it because you're going to learn about life and love, you know.
Let's talk about one of my favorite films of yours, your work on Better Off Dead. And what was it like working with Savage Steve Holland?
Oh, it was fantastic. For those of you who don't know, I play a French girl. I talk like this, so don't get confused. oh my gosh, Savage was brilliant, amazing. It was so much fun working with him as such a young guy. I think he was like 24 or 25 when he was directing the film. I mean, and at that time, that was not happening. And also the type of humor it was an upbeat, fun film. To have that come out in a theater was shocking. It was just, it was an exploitive. It wasn't abusive. It was just like a fun film. And I think critics found it really hard to even give it a fair review at that time, because they were kind of expected to tell people, you know, well, you're spending your hard-earned $5 to go to a movie. We're going to have to give you something really, you know, heavy. But that film, wow, it was amazing. It was such a great film. He is a wonderful guy. And I've always loved working with Steve Savage. He's just a dream. And everybody, by the way, on that film was wonderful. If you want more detail, just go check out my first book, Excellent Ventures. You'll get the details.
And you also got to work with one of our favorite guests on the show, Curtis Armstrong.
Oh, I love Curtis. I love Curtis. You know, and to this day, I mean, we've done some conventions together with Curtis and also with Amanda Wiss. We stay in touch. We were real friends. And I have to say, even John, you know, we're all very... you know, just really nice people, and we all get along. And yeah, Curtis is a sweetheart. So I'm really glad you got Curtis on.
Now, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the part of Princess Joanna, one of the princesses, it wasn't the biggest part you've ever had. And yet you wrote in your first book that it might be the role that people mention to you most often when they see you.
Yes, that's a really good point. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures had a universal message, which is be excellent to each other. Be excellent, which I talk with an English accent. Again, I have a different voice in that film. And I think it's interesting because that film could travel all over the world. Whereas, you know, maybe certain other countries may have they may not be able to show something which is, you know, has nudity, or there might be some, you know, political issue of showing a film. But that film has traveled all over the world. So it's interesting because it's actually the most, I would say, universally known film of the films, the 80 films I've done. And what's really amazing about that film is that the other princess, Kimberly LaBelle, and I are actually going to, are still seeing each other. We actually are going to be announcing a band at the K-Earth concert this weekend at in Anaheim at the Honda Center. And also there's another K-Earth music show at the Microsoft Theater. So that's happening. Plus, they're going to do another Bill and Ted's. And I think an article came out today about that happening and about it moving forward, and that there will be princesses in that film. So keep your eye open, because I might be coming back in that film as
Very
well.
Cool. We're talking with Diane Franklin here on Downtown. So let me ask you this, not to put you on the spot here. What made you the most excellent babe of the 80s?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will tell you why. I think that, first of all, I think a lot of it is, you know, it brings back the films I've been in and the roles I've played bring back great memories for people, and they make them feel really good. So I think part of being the most excellent babe is bringing happiness and bringing back those memories of when you were a kid and what you were experiencing. Also, I think the range of my acting, I could do drama, and I did a movie called Terror Vision, which was funny. And I did, you know, there's of course Last American Virgin, very serious, but I also did a movie called Amityville to The Possession. And this is a wonderful story, because not only was I acting in the 80s, but I am now, this year is going to come out a film, The Amityville Murders, where now I play the mother. So I've played the daughter. I played the daughter in the film in the early 80s, 82, I think it came out, or 83. And then now I play the mother. So look out for this. It's called The Haunting on Long Island, The Amityville Murders. And it's, I don't know any other actress who's been called to play a different role in somewhat of the same film. It's a docudrama. And it's unbelievably exciting. And I have to tell you, best acting I've ever done in my life. I am so excited about this film.
Well, you took time away to focus on family, but what's great is it's come full circle. Not only are you back and acting, but both of your children are involved in performing, and you've worked with your daughter Olivia in a number of her films.
Yes, you know, I have, again, why am I most excellent? Because I have actually had a blessed life, and I've been able to act my whole life. My children are also performing. I adore my children. My husband and I, gosh, we've been married. He's my only husband. I'm first husband, only on this. I mean, I think we've been married. It's been a long time, maybe almost 28 years or 20. I mean, we've been together. And I really just felt like for me as a woman, you know, there's the windows of opportunity in your life, and you must focus on that for yourself. So there was a time where I acted, and then I went and had my family, and then I'm now teaching, and I also now am acting again. And so you focus on, you know, time with your animals. You spend time, and you really give your heart to what you're doing, and just know that there'll be time again for you to do whatever you want to do. So spreading yourself thin, I think, is hard. I think it's difficult, but that happened. And one more thing, I actually graduated from college. I finally did get the college degree last year. So, yeah, I'm kind of a person who I love to live life, and I don't feel my daughter gave me the greatest compliment ever, and I just have to say this just recently. She said, "Mom, you are Diana in Wonder Woman." She said, "That is you." And I said, "You know what? I think you're right. I think you're right."
Well, I have to tell you, the book was a delight to read. Enjoyed your work in the 80s.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing your work here in 2018 as well. And I don't know, can a man say this to a woman here in 2018? You look fantastic.
Yes. Oh, and you know, yes, you absolutely can. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. You know, I still try to take, you know, good care of myself. And I think, you know, that's such an important part of, you know, our lives. You know, be excellent to yourself too, right? Be excellent to each other and be excellent to yourself. So I wish everyone a lovely day, and ta-ta.
Diane, thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Rich. All righty, bye.
Bye-bye now. That's Diane Franklin joining us here on Downtown.